It's Brian at AT&T Morning Line at the Kentucky Derby Museum at Churchill Downs, and we have got to thank our sponsors, Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers. And we have got to talk fashion. We're very lucky to have a couple of folks who are very fashionable, and they come by it honest because not only are they Louisville ladies, this is what they do. They report on this.
Can you believe we have a job doing that?
Yeah.
From the Courier Journal, we've got Kirby Adams. We've also got Catherine Gregory. Catherine does lifestyle and features, and Kirby does features as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just say from the very beginning, you two came in here and the room lit up.
Well, thank you.
And I mean that in a very good way.
We are dressed in our derby finest.
And you guys have got dresses and hats and pants, and all this stuff just looks so good.
Well, good thing we wore pants. That would have been a problem if we showed up to this with no pants on.
Well, you know, it's not that kind of event.
It's not that. No one's had a mint julep yet.
Yes, too early.
So, yeah. So, one of the things that we, maybe I have had a mint julep. One of the things that we always report on, believe it or not, but there are different trends in fashion for Derby weekend. And it's not so much that the silhouette changes, because it's very Southern Belle here at our track at Churchill compared to maybe at the Belmont Stakes or Preakness. It's a bit different, or particularly different than if you're out at like Santa Anita, which it's a more couture look. But here it is more Southern Belle, I've been told. I haven't been to all those tracks, but what changes are what colors are hot and sort of the details in fashion. And so
One of the big things that's really trendy for this year is bright, bold colors. Kirby is wearing neon pink, but neon is very in this year. One of the other things that's in are interesting details on your outfits, right? So cutouts, ruching, accordion pleats.
Wait. What is ruching?
Yeah, all right, I'm glad you
I'm
asked.
A very uninformed man, but
that's
I want
right.
to know. I
didn't really know what that was either. It's like, all right, so this would be, well, this is not ruching, but I have on a top underneath my bright pink silk jacket. It has a lot of flower appliques. These are called appliques, and these would be a detail that are very in this season. But ruching is more like, I'd say it's almost looks like it's squished together, like
almost
smocked.
Puckered, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's comfortable.
Gotcha.
And it's forgiving. I like the fact that it's forgiving.
Yes.
I need to have an entire ruched shirt right now. Especially right in the front. Yes.
Ruching is, yeah. So fashion is fun. It's going to be really fun out here this year.
It will. I think people are so excited to get back out. This is, you know, Derby at full capacity. People haven't been in a couple of years. So I think people are ready to make a bold statement with what they're wearing. And really, anything goes. I mean, bright, bold neons, any spring colors. So fun pastels, purples, pinks, yellows, greens. I mean, anything goes.
Is there a Derby don't?
From a fashion standpoint?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We just were talking about how, like, men's cargo pants are probably a don't.
That seems like that would be a don't.
Even though they are very utilitarian, I realize that.
Sure.
Particularly if you're going out into the infield, you want to be able to carry all your supplies,
right.
I say with air quotes.
Yes.
But, yeah.
But the fashion game here really is elevated, even for men.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say a don't for women from a fashion standpoint. Do not wear stilettos. You will regret it immediately. Your feet are going to get caught in the cobblestones at the paddock, and you will be miserable at the end of the day. Yeah. You're going to want to go with a wedge.
Kirby has a great wedge on.
You're going to want to go with a wedge.
It's got a lot of fashion to it.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. An elevated wedge.
I can't get my leg back up there.
You did get it up there that first time, though. I want to note, for the record, Kirby did get her leg up higher than the table on her first try.
Anything for you.
So, a derby don't for a man, let me ask, because I have seen it, and I felt like it was wrong, and I'm not a fashion person. Socks with sandals for guys?
I would never do that. No.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
Would you do that at a barbecue, much less at the derby?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I would not do that.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. I've preached against socks with sandals for years, and
thank
I now have
you.
Experts to back
don't
me
do
up.
That.
Yeah, we have personal experience in our workplace with that, and we want to say
I'm so sorry.
N-O.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so a hat is a hat, and a fascinator is a fascinator. Is there anything else a woman can wear in her hair?
Yes.
Yes.
So there is a third option called a hatinator.
Larger.
Larger. So think of the brim of a hat, large brim of a hat, but on a headband like a fascinator. So it kind of combines the two styles for someone who might want a little bit of a bigger accent piece around their face, but, you know, with the comfortableness of a headband.
And here's the other thing. This is just... you're going to be, if you're coming to Oaks or Derby, you're going to be with 150,000 people. So really think about what you're going to wear on your head, because do you want to try to navigate through all those people with a wide brimmed right. giant hat right. the size of a, you know, a cruise ship?
Yeah.
Or is a fascinator? I think that's one of the reasons these little fascinators on headbands have become so much more popular, because it's easier to get around during the day.
I'm not at all trying to take this to a negative space, but your navigation is part of this. And at some point, you will need to use a facility.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to get in and out of a stall with
yep.
a hat on.
Yep.
Yes,
and you
may
do.
I say something else about that? And this would be a don't. Mm-hmm. I would say, sincerely, if you are going to come in a jumpsuit
mm-hmm.
or
a romper. A romper.
Bring a friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the floors in the bathrooms get
bigger. Yeah.
It's 150,000 people
yes.
using the bathroom. So
if you're dropping a jumpsuit down, I can tell you.
You need someone to hold it for you.
Yeah. I would say
don't
really
wear a romper.
Give that a second thought.
We're trying
thought.
To keep this friendly, but we're trying to be very helpful.
Yes. Well, I think we are being helpful.
I really, really do. I have seen some very regretful-looking people leaving at the end of the day.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen a lot of women walking barefooted, makeup smeared, and looking like they've been through a war.
You know, but though, with the barefooted thing, I would say every woman should bring a pair of flip-flops in their bag, right? You can have a bag that's 12 by 12 inches in any direction, and if you bring a pair of flip-flops, then at the end of the day, regardless of what shoes you wore, you can slip those on to get out of here and be in a good situation.
Because nobody judges at the end of the day what you look like.
Right.
It's, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's no fashion faux pas on the way to the car.
Anything goes, I think.
Yeah.
Except, you know, I have gone to the car with my feet feeling like they were like blocks of, like little bricks.
Yeah.
and it's because I've walked, but we walk all day long to do our job.
Up and down.
And you don't really get to sit down and have a fun time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I think that footwear is, you should maybe plan your whole outfit with your footwear
almost around the shoes
first.
Yeah. Yep.
Kirby and Catherine, so many fashion thank yous and pieces of advice. Courier Journal, they've got all sorts of information for you there. What should they follow you on social media?
Everything is at Courier Journal. So on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, you can find all of our stuff there. And if you guys didn't know, we've got a really fun video series called Let's Talk Derby with Catherine and Kirby.
Yeah.
And any of your lifestyle or derby entertaining and
you
tips
can just watch.
Need, yep,
you don't have
right
to use
there.
Your reading.
That is perfect.
Would
you like us to do our sign off from that video?
Yes, please.
Are you ready for it now?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm Catherine.
And I'm Kirby.
Let's talk Derby.
I love it. It's Brian and Tricia. It's Quixie 98.3.